All right, I know we are working on a public holiday Monday. That doesn't mean that everyone is, but from his busy social calendar, he's taken a little time out today. I'm talking about the general manager and the editor of Media Week, Trent Thomas. He is on the line. G'day, Trent.
Hey, Jimmy, how's it going?
Yeah, really well, mate. Where'd you watch the grand final?
I went back to my old hood in Campbelltown to go to a friend's housewarming.
Ah.
I wound back the clock a little bit.
Yeah, nice one, nice one. Okay, well, so you were there with a number of people watching. What were the numbers like for Channel 9?
So it was an interesting result. The looks like, from an overnight's point of view, it was the lowest rating since the Oztem era began, which was about 20 years ago.
Wow.
So the overnights was 2.367 million. For comparison, last year it was 3.596, so roughly a 1.2 million difference.
Wow.
That's including streaming numbers for last year, though. So when those come in, it'll probably be a difference, but it'll still maybe be roughly around 900,000.
Right.
Year on year off.
Okay.
The main drop-offs in this game came in Melbourne and Brisbane. At halftime, a lot of people in Brisbane turned off. The Sydney numbers were about par for the course, considering there was Parramatta and Penrith in the game. But outside of Sydney, it was a lukewarm response from other markets. Now, like I said, we're still waiting for those BVOD streaming numbers to come in to even out the report a bit and provide some more context. But the early results are indicating sizable loss year on year in those markets outside of Sydney.
Okay. So just on that, do you have any further, like, greater insight? You said a lot of people in Brisbane were turning off at halftime. What about other areas where people thought, all right, this game's done at 18-0?
Yeah, so the Melbourne crowd in particular was just low from the get-go this year. And in Brisbane, like, was tempered by that drop-off. Outside of that, the markets are never particularly big for these NRL Grand Finals. Just bringing up the Sydney numbers now. So we had Sydney at 837,000, so over half. Melbourne had 252,000, Brisbane had 391, Adelaide was 77, and Perth was 114.
All right, disappointment around that to a degree. What about the earlier matches, the NRLW and the NRL Interstate Championship match?
Yeah, well, the NRLW result was quite outstanding. I had over 400,000 tune in for my Newcastle Knights to get their first championship in the NRLW. There was 342,000 tuning in on Channel 9 and over 120,000 tuning in on Fox League. So those two combined numbers gives it over 450,000, getting close to even 500,000, which is quite a strong result for the women's game.
Yeah.
It seems to be going strength from strength. The numbers at the start of the year for individual games was around 30,000, and those were bubbling up throughout the season, and then the final payoff of close to 500,000 is pretty great for them. The state championship was a bit lower. It had 184,000 in on Channel 9 and just a bit over 90,000, I believe, in on Fox League. Yeah, 91,000. So that brought it just in around the 270 mark.
So yeah.
Still saw numbers to start the day around midday, and you know, 270 to 460 to then 2.3 million as it built throughout the day.
Yeah.
But I feel like the NRL executives would be the most happy with the NRLW results from the day.
Yeah, no, again, a popular side in Parramatta, but a dominant win from your Newcastle Knights. Formula One over there in Singapore, we always like to talk Formula One. What were the numbers like?
Yeah, another solid day for the F1, 98,000 despite the rain delay.
Yeah.
Singapore brought in another strong result. Second on their Foxtel ratings behind the NRLW game for the day. So that international, probably F1, you probably say, is the most popular international sport in Australia at the moment with the ratings that it brings in every fortnight.
Yeah, no doubt. That's another good number. Hey, just before we let you go, mate, I want to ask you about the WWE, the new deal with Foxtel. How's that playing out?
Yeah, so WWE and Foxtel have had a long relationship that's been beneficial to both parties. They've doubled down even more. They're going to move the WWE Network, which is kind of WWE's version of Netflix, from being their own product to moving it to Binge, which is similar to the model they do in the US where they moved it to Peacock.
Right.
So, and Fox and WWE will now have its own channel on Foxtel, kind of like Fox League. So for wrestling fans out there, Foxtel's doubled down on their wrestling coverage, added a unique channel to Foxtel, and they've put the network, which is worth $15 a month US, to Binge. So even more value for Binge subscribers.
Yeah, okay. And no added cost?
No added cost is the current report.
Okay.
Well, you never. That's the current plan. You never know. Binge could have an unrelated price increase, but the current is that it'll all be the same price.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, we'll wait and see on that one. All right, mate. Thank you again for your time during the course of your day off. Appreciate that. Have a great week, mate, and we'll speak next week.
You too, Jimmy. Have a good one.